Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you the first to arrive?
Oh, wow.
The way you know that is that there was music playing.
Oh, you know, I like that elevator music.
Okay. We are waiting for someone else, but I take it.
Okay. When I worked retail, we used to call it canned music.
Monica
has joined.
Good afternoon.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimi, Tati, Terra. Alphabet Gimel, you stop study. Tabel Rinat, Amka Sagvenu. Aharenu, no ra, fresh iron, sentet nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudka, Givavat, Shamre, Nun Gimogawit, Yutashin. Barhem Taharim, Rahame Sitatha, Tamid Gamlein, Betted Reish, Tabi Papimo, Pasin Kadosh, Biro Tuha, Nail Adata, Ket Kufet, Tet Nayan, Yahid Gea, Lamha Pene, Zofrey Kedushata Yudgimalamet Ezayan Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Dalumo Shinkufal Sadiyuta. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper. Now we will connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wow, Yud, Hey, Wow, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wow, yud hey wow, hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wow, yud hey wow, hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wow, yud hey wow, hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wow. Yud hey wav hey. Today's class is Jewish history, but during the month of Elul and perhaps other days as well, we will be studying from the Tomer Devorah, which is a book written by the Ramchal, Rabbi Moses Cordovero. And this book is considered a classic in the teachings of the subject of Musar, which is ethical growth, that is basically spiritual growth. And discussing and learning about the attributes of Hashem that it would be good for us to copy, to emulate. And as we emulate a trait of Hashem, we are helping ourselves to grow spiritually, and we're eliminating the negative attributes that are associated with that positive trait. Because everything has a positive trait, and everything has a negative trait. And it's up to us to eliminate the negative within ourselves and promote the positive growth. So you'll find the Sefer Tomer Devorah on the Unique Astrological Times link near the bottom of the landing page. And when you open up the landing page, you'll find that it has the website Sefaria, and it will say chapter one, and then we're going to start reading with verse 13, which is where we have gotten to in our previous classes. And we will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Gud Shabri Hu Ishkin Tev Hilu Erchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Erchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bovav He Le'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Le'mud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanuneihu And Asher Nishvaat Le'avateinu Yesh B'nei Adam She'einam Hagunim V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merachem Al Kulam Ufarshu Bad Merah Merakot Zion V'Chanoti At Asher Adon Achon Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu O Tzarze Leotam Sheinam Hagudim Yeshotze Otzar Inunim Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Bonein Benotein Lachem Matnat Inam Fi Shamar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hare Yesh Lachem Zuchut Avot Ani Nishpati Le'avot Im Kein Im Chayot She'enam Hagunim Yizku. Bishvil Shem Bizera Avot Shenishbati Lahem Lekifa Anhilem Vianhigem Ad Sheituknu. This is the 13th verse of chapter 1 of Sefer Tomer Devorah, but it's discussing the 12th of the 13 attributes of mercy associated with Arish HaDin. And the 12th item is, which you swore to our fathers. There are people that are not proper, and the Holy One, blessed be He, has mercy on all of them. And they explained in the Gemara, and I will give grace to the one that I give grace. The Holy One, blessed be He, said, this storehouse is for those that are not proper. There is a storehouse of those given grace that the Holy One, blessed be He, graces and gives them as a free present. As the Holy One blessed, he said, "Behold, they have the merit of the fathers. I swore to the fathers. Therefore, even if they are not proper, they shall merit, because they are from the seed of the fathers, to whom I swore. Hence I will lead them and guide them until they are refined." Utach Yehiye Adam Avim Yiska Bar Shaim Al Yitach Zar Kinegdam O Yechar Pain Viki Yotse Ela Yerachem Aleichem Vayomar Zoh Zohem B'nei Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov Im Hem Enam K'sherim Avoteichem K'sherim V'Hagunim V'Ham Vazeh Habanim V'Vazeh Havot Ein Ritzoni Sheyitbazu Avoteichem Al Yadi Katse El Bonam Takdam Kefi Koko. And so should a person be if he meets evildoers. He should not be cruel towards them or curse them, and similar to these things. Rather, he should have mercy upon them and say, "In the end, they are the children of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. If they are not fit, their fathers were fit, and their fathers were proper. And one who disgraces the children disgraces the fathers. Hence, I do not desire that they be disgraced through me." And he covers their insults and refines them according to his ability. Verse 14. Mei mi kedem hare mi dasheyesh lehakadosh baruch hu im Yisrael kishatama zechut bekiyotze mayase v'harai hem mitzad atzpam einam hagonim ketiv zakarti lach tesed meuraich ahavat lulotaich mamash zoker hakadosh baruch hu yemei kachmonim ahava shehaya mikodem umrachem al Yisrael uvazer yaskir lachem kol hamitzvot she'asu miyom she'noldu v'kol midot tovot she'hakadosh baruch hu manchig bahem olamo umikulam ose segula lerachem bishvilam vachare zohamida kol alet kol hamidot kulam kid parshu beada adra zo. The 13th principle of mercy from Arichan Pin is from days of yore. Behold, this is the trait that the Holy One, blessed be He, has with Israel when their merit and similar to it ends. What shall He do? Behold, they are not proper in their own right. And it is written, "I remembered for you the kindness of your youth. Your love is a bride. The Holy One, blessed be he, actually remembers the days of the early ones, the love that he had from them from before, and has mercy upon Israel. And through this he remembers for them all the mitzvot that they did from the day they were born, and all of the good traits with which the Holy One, blessed be he, runs his world. And from all of them he produces a special quality to have mercy for them. And behold, this trait includes all of the traits entirely, as they explained in the Idra. Kachadam yitaken an hagato in b'nei adam she'afilu shelo yimsa ta'na melu haniskarot yomar kivar ha'yusha'a kodem shelo atu v'chareyota Sha'a o b'yamim kadmonim ha'yu k'sha'arim v'yizkor lachem ha'tova she'asu v'katnutam v'yizkor lachem achavat gemule me'halav atike mishadayim Uvaze lo yimatze Adam she'eno ra'u lehativo ulhitpalel al shalomo uzachem alav. So should a person refine his behavior with people, such that even if he does not find an argument from those mentioned in the other traits, he should say, there were already times when they did not sin, and behold, that time or those earlier days, they were fit. And he should remember for them that good that they did in their childhood, and remember for them the love of the ones weaned from milk, removed from the breasts. And through this, there will not be a man who will not be fit to benefit, to pray for his welfare, and to have mercy upon him. Ad kan higia shalosh ezrei midot shebachem yihye adam dome el kono shehan shehen midot Shel Rachamim Elyonot Uzgulatan Kimo Sheyihye Adam Mitaheg Lemata Tach Yizkar Livtoach Lo Mida Elyona Milmala Mamash Kefi Ma Sheyitnaheg Tachmash Diya Milmala Begorem Sheota Amida Tair Beolam Ukach Al Yeluzu Meine Hasekel Shelosh Ezre Midot Elu Behapasuk Lo yasu mepiv, kidei sheyihye, lo lemaskeret, kasher yavo, lo masei sheyitzareis, lehishtamesh pemida, achat mechen yizkor, vayomar hare devar zetali. Talu b'mida polonit, eini rotze lazuz, mimena shelo titalem, Hishtale Amida Ahio Min Haolam. Up to now, we have reached the 13 traits through which a person should resemble his Creator, which are the highest traits of mercy. And their special quality is that just as a person acts below, so too will he merit to open for himself the highest trait above, exactly as he acts. So will there be a flow from above, and he will cause that trait to shine in the world. And so he should not have these 13 traits escape from the eyes of his mind. And he should not stop the verse from his mouth so that it will be a reminder when a situation comes to him that he needs to use one of the traits. He will remember and say, "Behold, that thing depends upon trait X. I do not want to move from it, so that this trait does not disappear and retreat from the world." Chapter 2, verse 1. Gufi paulot shehem akir ha nahaga od lihi od adam do melikono besod bitat aketer sarich sheihiyu bo kama gufai ve'ulot Shehemikar Ahanaga. Some major activities that are the main governance. Further, for a person to resemble his Creator from the secret of the trade of the crown of the Keter, he must do some major activities, which are the main governance. Harishona hakolelet hakohi midat hanava mifnei shehi teluyach baketer sheharehi mida al kol hamidot veina midalit umitka Uma Allah amnam yoredet umistakelet lemata tadir vize mishne ta'amim ha'echad shehu bo shlistakel besibato ela ma'atzilo Mabit bo tamid lehetivo, vehu mabit betachtonit, bol hadam tzarif, sheyevosh milchas akel. Letzad mala lehitgaot, ela tadir yistakel. Litzad mata lahafit atzmo kama sheyoka vechare hamida azodi teluya deret gilal barosh shein hadam mitka elabahabramat rosho kilape mala vechani Vashpil Rosho Limata Behare Ein Savlan Vianoke Loheinu Bemidat Haketer Shehu Taklit Arachamit Velo yikanes lefanav shom. Pagam velo awon velo din velo shum. Mida monat milchashpia ulashpia. Ulhativ tadir kach tsaris. Adam shashum tsasiba teba olam lo timnaihu milchaitiv b'shum awam o maase b'nei adam bilti hagun lo yikanes lefanav kedeshet achbeyu milcheti liotam hatzrikim tovato bekol et uvechol radya ukmo shehu yoshev bezan mikarne re'emim biyad beitze Kenim ve'eno mevazeh shum b'riya She'ilu yigvazeh haberuim mifnei pach Bechito utam lo yitkamu Ba'olam afilu rega ela mishkagia Benotein rachamav al kulam, kach tzarich sheyihye adam. Meitiv lakol v'lo yitbazeh shum nivra lefanav, ela afilu b'riyah kola. Shebakalim tihiye meod, hashuva be'enav vayiten da'ot da'to aleha vayetiv lekol amitzarech el tovato b'zo midatuluya paketer b'sod harosh derech The first of is the trait of humility, which includes everything, because it is dependent on the crown. In essence, the Sefirah of Keter includes the trait of humility. That's my commentary. Continuing to read what the Sefer says. As behold, it is a trait over all of the traits, but it does not raise itself and become proud above the others. Indeed, it goes down and always looks downward. And that is from two reasons. The one is that it is embarrassed to look at its cause. Rather, its emanator always looks down upon it, to benefit it, and it looks down to the lower ones. So too must a person be embarrassed from staring upwards, to be proud. Rather, he must always stare downwards, to diminish himself all that he can. And behold, this trait is generally dependent upon the head of a man. As a man only shows his pride with the lifting of his head upwards, whereas the poor person lowers his head downwards, and behold, there is none as tolerant and humble as Hashem, who is our God, with the trait of the crown, such that he is the epitome of mercy, and there is no defect, nor iniquity, nor judgment, nor any other trait that intervenes in front of him, that prevents him from surveying, blowing, and bestowing good constantly. So must a person be that no cause in the world prevents him from bestowing good, and that no iniquity or improper act of people interfere in front of him, in order to impede him from bestowing good from those that need his good at any time and at any instant. And just like he sits and nourishes from the antelope's horns to the lice's eggs, and does not disgrace any creature, as if he were to disgrace the creatures because of their smallness, they would not exist in the world even for an instant, but he rather supervises and gives his mercies upon them all. So must a man be to bestow good to all and not to have any creature disgraced in front of him. Rather, even the puniest of the puny creatures should be very important in his eyes, and he should not his mind to it, and bestow good to all that need his goodness. And this trait is dependent on the crown, in the secret of the head as a whole. Pashniya makshato tidmele makshavet haketer kimo shota hakatma loti sokamid laksho machashavot tovot bechara lo yikanes pamifte sheyo. Rachamim gemurim be'en sham din v'lo shum toshi kelal kach adam tamid tihye michshavto mepenuya mikol davar mikoar ukmo shehi sod achma torat ketut keduma velo yechsar sham so torah kach lo yifne el shum peniya kutz v'mach shevet ha-torah velach shov v'gilut ha-el hu-hu Atovot uchetiv v'kayotze. The second, that his thought resembled the thought of the crown, just as that wisdom, Chachma, does not ever cease to think good thoughts, and evil does not intervene, as it is a complete mercy, and there is no judgment there, nor any hardness at all. So should a man's thought be always free from anything ugly. And just as it is the secret of the wisdom of the primordial Torah, and it is never lacking the secret of the Torah, so must he not divert himself to any diversion from the thoughts of Torah, and from thinking about the greatness of Hashem and his good actions, bestowing good, and similar to this. Kelalo shel devar lo yikanes zar uvatel b'machashavto zo chayta ma'alad rabbi shimon b'chaverav Behine kashehi parid Rabbi Yose Machashavto meat tama okicho Rabbi Shimon bezohar Befarashat vayachel. The principle of the thing is that no foreign or idle thing should intervene in his thought. And this was the virtue of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his colleagues, And behold, in the Zohar in Parashat Vayechel, how much Rabbi Shimon chastised Rabbi Yossi when he diverted his thought a little. Ashlishit mitzcholo yihyevo koshikelal elayit metamil metzach haratzon cheratzeh et hakol afilu sheimtza b'nei adam koasim yiratem v'yishkei mitem Birtso no hato, shikain makes up mates. Saharatzon, utamid rote, umratse hagburot, umtachnam afu yaratse, hagiborim vahamit giburim. Kasam behu yinachalem beratzon tov shatev sham hakma gedola hashpit akanas shelo yaavor hi hagu vikalekel chas v'shalom v'yaseh. Dugma l'ratzon ha'elyon she'u nimsa min ha'chakma anifla'ofa v'mitzcha de'atika u'misham meratze ha'kol. The third, that there not be any hardness in his forehead at all, but it rather resembled the forehead of will, that wills everything. Even if he finds people angering him, he should appease them and quiet them with his good will, as so is the will of the forehead, always willing, always appeasing the severities, the giborot, and refining them. So too should he appease the powerful ones, the giborim, that intensify their anger, and he should lead them with goodwill and engulf them with great wisdom to quiet their anger, so that it is not past the limit and be destructive, God forbid. And he should use the model of the higher will, which is drawn from the wondrous wisdom of the forehead of the Ancient One, the Atika, and appeases all from there. Wuze yimatzech liyoto tamid noach labriot sheim midotav kashot nitzad echadim b'nei adam lo yitratu mimenu. Am Hamishne Bosheru Abriot No Hahemenu Ruah Hamakom No Hahemenu. And he should draw on this to always be agreeable towards the creatures, as if his traits are hard with people from a particular angle, they will not be appeased by him. And this is the explanation of the Mishnah. Anyone from whom the spirit of creations find pleasure, from him the spirit of the omnipresent finds pleasure. I'm going to stop here because we're not completing this this verse in the time left, and I have an appointment I have to run out to. So I apologize for that, but it is what it is. We will pick this up tonight where we've left off here, and the word is the Hamishit, or the fifth one. Does anyone have any questions? Wish you all Shalom Gadol. Much peace in your life. Have a
Shalom.
Beautiful afternoon. Shalom.
Shalom.